second week of action here at the University Technical Institute Friday Night Drags here at Texas Motor Speedway.
It is sweltering, even at 9 o'clock at night when the racing is about to get started. But there's a breeze, and Chris Medina of Fort Worth says there is nowhere he would rather be.
You got racing going on, you got fast cars, I mean, can't get any better.
Medina is showing off his tricked-out Dodge Charger. It's wrapped in black and white camo, it's got flashing LED lights behind the grille and under the hood, and it's one of hundreds of cars and trucks inside the racetrack ready to compete. Medina's car, though, is not for racing. He's entered it into the Show and Shine competition. It's like a beauty contest for cars.
She gets babies. She gets pampered. She gets a wash every week.
Does she have a name?
We call it Goliath. You know, it's kind of a something between me and my wife. We call it Goliath.
All right, for those of y'all have never seen these, this is pretty fast cars.
Hanging out at the Texas Motor Speedway has become a weekly summertime tradition. Kids run up and down the grandstand steps, families cart in coolers of food and drinks or eat hot dogs and other concessions. Ned Brown comes to race his Mustang.
I'm definitely not the fastest out here. There's some amazing vehicles that people have put a lot of money and a lot of time and stuff, but it's for fun.
The concept of a drag race is pretty straightforward. Two cars pull up to the start line. When they get the signal, they punch it, barreling down the track for an eighth of a mile as fast as they can.
One's coming back. Blowing by.
First to the finish line wins. Winners face off with each other until there is just one left.
That's one way to do it.
I know how you feel.
We have vehicles out here, everything from a Chevy pickup to a Lamborghini.
Gavin Ferretra from the Texas Motor Speedway says the track started running these amateur drag nights a decade ago. Partly the idea was to offer a safer alternative to illegal street racing, to give the same thrill in a more appropriate environment.
We want them to race. We want to see their cars here. We're excited about the cars that they work on and want to race competitively. We just want them to do it in a legal manner, and here it gives them a great opportunity to do that.
And we roll right along to the Snap-on Tools All-Wheel Drive Division.
These races can bring more than 300 cars and trucks to compete each Friday. Sometimes the racing goes past 2 in the morning. One of those cars belongs to the Jenkins family of Louisville.
Cheyenne, Josie,
Lisa,
Michael.
Michael does the racing, and Lisa and the girls cheer him on. Cheyenne, who's 12 and a half, says the races make great content for her YouTube and Instagram channels. And 8-year-old Josie?
My favorite part about it is just watching all the beautiful car colors just race each other.
Blue is her favorite, she says. Her dad lost his race tonight, but Michael Jenkins says he'll be back with better tires on his car.
We'll be out next Friday. I'm going to win one of them.
It's nearly midnight by now, but you can hardly tell under the bright lights of the Texas Motor Speedway. Cars are still lining up to take their turn on the track. Most of the fans are still in the stands, ready, it seems, to stay until the last car crosses the finish line and the night's winners are crowned. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.